them tonight. Richardson going to put the ball on the kicking tee. Saints, all in blue, have got the hospitality stand at their backs in this first half. Wakefield running out towards the changing rooms, towards Ian Dink over the top. He's looking for Miller. Miller got the ball, knocked it back. It's into the arms of Griggs. Can Griggs get the ball to the left-hand side? It's a little kick over the top. It's a great kick. It's into the arms of Tupu. That's the first try of the game. The bounce favoured Wakefield, but Wakefield didn't wait around, and Tupu said, thank you very much. We'll go in front. Brilliant play from the Wildcats. Their lead, we've been playing 12 minutes. Their lead, 4 points to nil.
Isn't that just a confidence what Trinity are playing this season? And again, I say it's just a high ball from there. And well, there doesn't look much confidence from the St. Helens player in the... And I say Wakefield, the great reaction.
The ball, if you hit the post, if you're a Trinity fan, because they're all the players, they're back inside their own half. There's Liam Finn, straight in front, no problems from Finn. He adds the penalty, and it's 6 points to nil in Wakefield's favour. We've been playing 20 minutes, Scoey.
Yeah, the first 20 minutes has all been Trinity as well, hasn't it, to be honest with you, from there. And
millimetres short of that line, Roby out of dummy half to Richardson, flat pass to McCarthy Scarsbrook, easy as you like. Saints are over the line. That's come from a brilliant kick from Richardson. McCarthy Scarsbrook hit one up, got a penalty. Saints go to the left, come back to the big guy. Saints are back in the game. Wakefield 6, Saints 4.
Well, if you give the responsibility of the organisation, creativity to the right people, then you'll get a result, and that's exactly what Richardson has done there.
Back level on the scoreboard as Percival does add the extra 6 up. Barber, back there is Jacob Miller. Jacob Miller wraps it up, and good play by the Wakefield standoff, and plays the ball really quickly. And now Wakefield trying to defend defence into attack. And Tupu's got some space down this side. Steps inside Barber. Now it's a foot race. Barber against Bill Tupu. Bill Tupu's put him to bed. Lomax comes from nowhere. What a try from that is from Bill Tupu. He showed Ben Barber a clean pair of heels there. Left every Saints player for dead. Didn't think he had that much pace, did the big guy. Boy, oh boy, that's a sensational try from Wakefield. From one end to the other, we've got 10 minutes left to half-time. Wakefield back in front, their lead, 10 points to 6. Bill Tupu with an amazing try.
Yeah, Tupu, that's one of the best you'll see all season. He gets himself a double here.
Liam Finn curls the kick in. 12 points to 6 inside that last 10 minutes of the first half.
Simbin, does he? Simbin? Is it Anakin, is it?
Hadley. That's a Hadley. Joke. That's an absolute joke. Let's just pack up and go home. That is crazy. Absolutely unbelievable decision for me, that. We've got Saints commentator sat next to us who are agreeing with that decision, Scully.
It's a joke, isn't it?
You know what?
It is. That's nowhere near a crusher tackle, is it?
No, I'm all for player welfare because we've got to look after our greatest assets. But Dean Hadley, what has he done wrong there?
Nothing.
You know, you've got no idea what your other muck is doing. He's pulled in one way. He's landed on him. How does he not do that?
Yeah, I agree.
Let's play tick and pass and get a tag on our shorts, and we'll pull it out. We'll play that game.
Yeah, that's what it's coming to. That's what it's coming to. But anyway, Wakefield down to 12 and 6.
You know, you and I didn't like the physicality of it. We'd rather stay out of that. But you've got to have something of that there.
I agree.
Ludicrous.
Yeah, I agree totally.
Ludicrous. Agree. Just to the right of the post, 30 metres out. Dinks the ball, over it goes, 14 points to 6, Wakefield a man down, they'll be delighted with that.
Absolutely delighted, and they say if any the quality goal kicker what he is at St. Helens here now, they're chasing the game, there's no two ways about it, and this last 30 minutes now, this could be St. Helens season.
Anthony England who made the tackle, a really good tackle on Peru, now it's to Wormsley, out the back it comes to Fash for the line, Fash scores and he makes the game interesting with 17 minutes to go. That's better from St. Helens. Wormsley again, who's at the heart of everything Saints have done good. He gets the offload away and Fash just put his head down. He went for the line, he had the pace, he had the strength. Does make it a 2-point ball game. 14-12, game on, Scoey.
It is game on, and as I say, when we look at the quality of this St. Helens side, then yeah, they've got plenty of blokes who can not just a career, but they can score tries as well. Yeah, this is game on. There's 15 minutes yet left just for St. Helens either to keep their season alive or the season finishes.
Liam Finn looks to add his third penalty of the evening. Two tries apiece. Finn does kick the extra, 16 points to 12. Finn does kick his third penalty goal. So it's Liam Finn.
Likes it.
Yeah, Wakefield fans like it. Hits the post.
Oh,
hits the post. But what it does, Wakey hadn't chased the kick, hit the post. How big's that?
We were asking the question, is it going to be the 2 points? If you look at the 2 points, he'll knock it down. Everybody fought it with the 2 points. It done, hit the post, and it stayed in the field of play.
Does the right thing and puts the kick in. Griggs has lost it. Griggs has lost the ball. Saints are going to score. Griggs, what has he done? Saints do score. He's going to go to the big screen, but Saints have scored through Dunn, through Zeb Tier. Oh my word, what has happened there? Rugby league can be a very, very cruel game, and Scott Griggs has made an absolute meal of that one. Saints have scored. Saints are going to win the game. They're going to kick the ball. They're going to win this game through a kick. It's a try. I'm pretty sure it's a try.
For Percival.
15 metres in from the left-hand touchline. Scores all level.
I'll tell you what, as well, Big Murdoch, the fact is, if this kick goes over, is this Wakefield the chance of going out of the top four and finishing the top four?
Yeah, you'd think so. They've got two hard games to finish, haven't they? Percival round the corner. He's got it.
He's got it.
Percival's got it. Saints are in front. Saints are in front for the first time in the evening. It's Wakefield 16. St. Helens 18. 1.5 minutes left.